Chapter 33, The Old Mr. Honest. Let us walk honestly, as in the day. Romans 13, verse 13. Under an oak. When the pilgrims were well rested, they stood up and continued their journey. A little in front of them was an oak. When they passed it, they saw an old man under the tree. He was fast asleep. You could tell by his clothing, staff, and girdle that he was a pilgrim. Great Heart woke him up. The old gentleman opened his eyes. When he saw the travelers, he had an angry look on his face. He immediately cried out, "What is the matter? And who are you actually? What are you doing here?" "Come, come," Great Heart said. "Do not be so sharp. We are all friends." The old man stood up and took a good look around. He still did not trust it. "But who are you actually?" "My name is Great Heart," the guide said. "I am leading these travelers to the celestial country." "Oh," the man sighed with relief. "Please forgive me that I acted nasty. I was afraid that you belonged to the crooks who attacked Little Faith."
"Little Faith?" one of the travelers asked.
"Yes," the old man answered. "They stole all his money. But now that I look more closely, I see that you belong to a more honest people."
"Well," Great Heart said, "and what if we did belong to that company of crooks? What would you have done?"
"Fight," the man answered. "I would have fought until there was no breath in me anymore, and I know for sure that I would not have lost the battle. No one can win from a true Christian. He would not give up so quickly, for if he does so, he will lose."
"Well said, Father," Great Heart nodded. "By this I know that you are a good soldier. What you said is true."
The old man smiled. "And now I understand immediately that you know who the true travelers are," he remarked. "For many people think that they can conquer true Christians very quickly, and that is not the case." From the Town of Stupidity. Joyfully, Great Heart looked at the old man. "Well, if we meet each other thus, may I know what your name is and where you come from?"
"I cannot tell you my name," the old man answered, "but I come from the Town of Stupidity, or Foolishness. It lies a little north from the City of Destruction."
"Oh, then you are that countryman," Great Heart cried out. "I think I know who you are. Your name is Gentleman Old Honesty, isn't it?"
The old man blushed. "I am not really honest, but that is my name. I wished I were honest all the time. But, sir, how do you know that I am such a man, as since I am not from this area?"
Great Heart smiled. "I have heard of you before from my master. He knows everything that happens on earth. But I find it very special that also people from the Town of Stupidity come this way, for there the situation is even worse than in the City of Destruction."
"That is true," Mr. Honest said. "Stupidity lies even further from the sun. Because of this, it is colder there, and the people have less feeling. But when the Sun of Righteousness arises over you, your frozen heart will melt, even if you are in the middle of an iceberg. That is what has happened with me."
"I believe that, Father Honest," Great Heart said. "I know that you speak the truth."
"And who are you?" Then the old gentleman greeted all the travelers with a holy kiss. He asked everyone's name. He also wanted to know how their journey had been.
"Christiana said,
I think that you must have heard my name already. Christian, the man who feared the Lord, was my husband, and these four boys are our children." Surprised, the old gentleman looked up. He began to skip for joy. Then he blessed them with 1,000 good wishes. "I have heard much about your husband, about his travels and his battles, and now we may hear his name again in these regions. You hear about his faith, his courage, his patience, and his honesty everywhere. He is famous, and that must be very nice for you to hear." Then he looked at the boys. "And you, what are your names?" They all told him their names. "What beautiful names," he smiled. Then the boys each got a turn. "Matthew, may you be like Matthew the publican. I do not want you to be like him in his sinful actions, because at first he was wrong. I want you to be like him in his good things. Samuel, you must be like Samuel the prophet. He was a man of faith and prayer. And you, Joseph, I would like you to be like Joseph in Potiphar's house. Joseph did not want to be defiled by sin. He even fled from it. And James, you must be like James the just, or like James, the brother of our Lord Jesus." Then they explained everything to him about Mercy. So he heard that she had left her city and family because she wanted to go along with Christiana and her sons. The old man looked at her kindly. "Your name is Mercy, right? You will receive mercy too. If you get attacked along the way, you shall be helped. You will be brought through all your difficulties until you see the fountain of mercy. What a comfort that will be for you." Explanation. We met a pilgrim. It was the old Mr. Honest. It is as if John Bunyan painted him for us and said, "This is a true child of God." Now follow along again. You could immediately see that Mr. Honest was a good traveler. He wore a traveling garment. Can it be seen on us too that we are on that good journey? Mr. Honest rested, but was still watchful and careful. He knew that the enemy could be close by. A child of God knows that he has many enemies on earth. When Greatheart asked him what he would have done if he were attacked, Mr. Honest said that he would fight. He firmly believed that the Lord would give him the victory. When Greatheart asked him what his name was, he did not want to tell this. Someone who has a new heart will not quickly tell good things about himself. He did tell where he came from. He honestly told how it was with him. And when Greatheart suddenly knew that he was the old Mr. Honest, he said that he would love to be truly honest. He still met his dishonest heart so often. See, that was so honest of this man. The more we learn to see how dishonest we are in our heart, the more honest we become. This man knew that he was cold and hard in himself. He also knew that he could only become warm by the Sun of Righteousness. The Lord Jesus is meant with this Sun. The old Mr. Honest did not only have concerns about himself. He kindly asked how the other ones were doing on their journey. He was glad about the work of God, and also showed this. He honestly warned against sin also. He understood that mercy needed some encouragement too. How blessed when we meet such children of God.